Wall Street warms up to Elizabeth Warren, she's the smartest, most policy-oriented Democrat. By John Binder on July 22, 2019. Wall Street is warming up to the idea of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, being the Democrat nominee for president against President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Interviews with executives and bankers reveal. A Politico report details how Wall Street insiders are becoming comfortable with Warren as the potential nominee to go up against Trump and his America First agenda. I think she is going to get the nomination because she's the smartest. She's charismatic and she's the most policy-oriented, said one former top executive at a large Wall Street bank who, like several interviewed for this story, declined to be quoted on record saying anything nice about Warren. Wall Street is very good at accommodating itself to reality, and if the reality is the party is going to be super progressive, they may not like Warren, but she's a better form of poison than Bernie. Emphasis added. If she were the nominee, there will certainly be people who will say that Donald Trump represents everything that I'm against, said Orrin Kramer, a hedge fund manager who is raising money for Buttigieg. And they will find stuff that they like about her and will vote for her. Emphasis added. Former advisor to President Obama and investor Robert Wolf told Politico that the financial industry has changed over the last few decades and that Wall Street types are vastly more aligned with the Democrat establishment than Trump's GOP. I don't think the stereotypes of the industry serve the same purpose as they used to, Wolf said. People who work in corporate America and financial services may have the same views that she does on 95% of the issues such as income inequality, student loans, climate change, and others. Wall Street and Warren have at least one major policy initiative in common: a full repeal of Trump's illegal and legal immigration reforms. This month, Warren released her immigration platform that includes increasing overall legal immigration to the U.S. to provide business with an even greater flow of foreign workers to hire over Americans, as well as a decriminalization of illegal immigration, an amnesty for all illegal aliens in the country, and an end of Trump's reforms such as his immigration ban from terrorist-sponsored countries and reduction of the refugee resettlement program. Like Warren, Wall Street executives have railed against Trump's immigration agenda, demanding that his zero-tolerance policy at the U.S.-Mexico border be ended and opposing his travel ban. Last month, Dimon said amnesty for illegal aliens was necessary to grow the economy, saying, "If we do these policies right, America will be growing a lot faster." Some of the top multinational banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, have come out against Trump's travel ban that effectively stopped all immigration from a handful of foreign countries that sponsor terrorism. This is not a policy we support, and I would note that it has already been challenged in federal court, and some of the order has been enjoined at least temporarily, former Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein wrote in a letter at the time. Let me close by quoting from our business principles. For us to be successful, our men and women must reflect the diversity of the communities and cultures in which we operate. Being diverse is not optional, it is what we must be. Meanwhile, Citigroup has promoted mass immigration as a necessary component to growing the American economy in terms of increasing GDP. A report released by executives last year championed migration into the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Germany. For decades, the big business lobby, Wall Street, and donor class have said mass immigration is crucial to growing GDP in the U.S., though research has shown that increasing legal immigration levels to an enormous 10 million admissions a year would only grow GDP by about 2.5%. Meanwhile, Trump's low migration, high-wage economy has translated to 3.2% annual economic growth. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.